Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Monday, April 23rd, 2012. I am Lisa, and our Mouse Chatters today are Steve, Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, Mouse Chatters.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
On today's show, we are going to stir it up. We're going to be talking about rumors. Stress that, underline, italicize, and bold. Rumors on free dining in the fall. So, Bob, what have you heard?
I like your I just like your stir it up, you know, your little food reference. That was cute.
So what do you know? What have you heard?
I think the Disney universe is ablaze with fears, as it is, I guess, every year at this time, that free dining is somehow not going to come out for the fall. Because it hasn't happened yet. And of course, Disney has said in the past that eventually they want to get away from discounts. So, you know, I think it's common. But Chris actually recently wrote a blog post on this, and I kind of want to toss the ball on her court because I think she laid out five really good reasons why, you know, you shouldn't necessarily buy into the panic and the fear, and why, you know, there's a good chance we will see free dining in the fall.
Okay, so Bob's right. I mean, every year people have this huge, you know, fear that it's not going to happen. And you know, for us, free dining is really our bread and butter. You know, we make a ton of bookings that travel in September through March, which is when those are the traditional months that they offer free dining with some blackouts. And so I decided to kind of look at reasons why I thought the rumors were incorrect, and I came up with five things. One of them is pretty obvious, and that's just gas prices and the economy is still not great. The other one is that they offered free dining for Art of Animation this September. And if you recall, when free dining first came out, they told us it wasn't going to happen at all at Art of Animation. In fact, if you talk to any of the cast members, they would say, you know, no discounts whatsoever offered for Art of Animation. But the thing is, as bookings continued throughout, you know, the spring, it became apparent, I guess, from Disney's perspective that Art of Animation wasn't filling up. So they went ahead and they extended that offer of free dining to Art of Animation. The other issue, I think, is a big one, and because we don't really know exactly when Fantasyland is opening, but it's pretty obvious that it's lagging behind and that things aren't opening as quickly as people thought. And when you've been holding out that carrot in front of guests for about 2 years now that Fantasyland is going to open, it's going to be this great thing, and then it's not there, well, you kind of have to throw people a bone. And so I think, you know, they could possibly be doing that in the form of discounts. Another reason is that they opened up Art of Animation and there's nearly 10,000 beds there. And even if you just run Art of Animation at 70% capacity, which is probably realistic, that's 7,000 beds they need to fill. And those beds are not going to come from people not booking the Grand Floridian or the Contemporary or wherever, at least Disney hopes. Those are going to come from off-site. And the way you lure budget travelers back on-site is by offering them huge discounts. And my final reason is, I think, the most interesting, and it's one that you never hear, which is that free dining, it keeps restaurants going that would normally not be busy during these slow times of year. And so you have restaurants like Kona and like Grand Floridian Cafe, even Artist Point, Narcoossee's, restaurants that it's usually easy to get a reservation at, they're not going to be full during slower times. And so you take this wait staff that Disney has always taken pride in. You know, there, you can get great service at Disney restaurants, at any sit down place, really. If these restaurants aren't busy, you have to lay those people off. So it makes it impossible to keep a trained wait staff. So free dining actually keeps those restaurants going and keeps the wait staff working when maybe they normally wouldn't. So those are my reasons.
And I think those are pretty compelling. I mean, as far as the room capacity goes, I've always heard that Disney shoots for something like 86-87% capacity at all times, which is a pretty high number. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's 10,000 beds. I mean, that's phenomenal. 10,000 beds that you have to fill. And even just the fact that there are two new ships out there together, that's another 8,000 spots, basically a week, sometimes more, because not all of those cruises are 7-day cruises. So that's also taking away potentially from Walt Disney World. So you've got all this competition in different areas. So you have to lure people on site who normally wouldn't stay. Oh, I mean, the one reason that people stay off site is because of the expense, right? So you're not going to lure someone who's on a budget with a $380 a night suite that sleeps six. It's just not going to happen. Not when they can go stay at the Sheraton Vistana for $180 for a 2-bedroom condo. So you have to give them something to bring them on site.
I mean, you and I were talking earlier about this, and I said, well, you know, free dining's been around for about 7 years now. So what was the situation like 7 years ago? And I honestly don't – I guess I don't recall totally. I mean, I know Disney's added restaurants in 7 years, but not an excessive amount of restaurants. So, I mean, did they shutter places? I don't recall them doing that 7 years ago. I don't recall it either. Yeah. So did they deal with empty restaurants and a full staff, or?
I think they probably dealt with like restaurants that weren't quite full. You know, I mean, you hear all these people, and I know you are one of those people who have actually said, you know, oh, before free dining, I could go as a local and I could walk up to Le Cellier and get in. Well, there's your answer. They probably just had a lot more availability, but while that may work for a guest, that doesn't work for Disney necessarily.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that's a possibility. It's just, you know, the problem with any kind of big discount is once you throw out a carrot,
right,
and this is a big carrot, it's hard to take it away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your arguments are very valid because, I mean, gas prices especially is a big concern. I mean, at $4 a gallon, even driving down is, you know, a very big expense now all of a sudden. You know, and of course flying is, you know, that much more expensive because airlines have to recover that cost as well. So that's all eating into people's budget. So money that would go towards food, you know, and you know, where, you know, what are we going to sacrifice? And, you know, Disney really wants those people on site and hopes to keep them on site and knows that if they do, they won't leave, you know, they won't visit other theme parks or, you know, rent a car and explore other parts of Orlando. So yeah, it does make sense. But I mean, why do you think then people do this panic every year with, we're not going to get free dining?
Well, I think it's because Tom Staggs came out and said, you know, 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, oh, we're not going to do it anymore. And I think people believe that. I kind of believed it. I thought, well, you know, if you're the big guy in charge and you come out and say that kind of thing, why would you say it if you didn't mean it? I think a month later, free dining was announced. So,
well, I mean, I think he still means it. I don't know if he necessarily said, we're going to cut it off and we're going to cut it off right away. I mean, I think his
comments
were –
No, but he said
– yeah.
No, but he did say, you know, we're going to rely less on discounts and
– Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And I think he probably will, at some point. But that point isn't now. And you know, the other thing is I think if Disney does that, and I'm sure we've talked about this before, you know, if you do cut out discounts, then I think Disney needs to look at, you know, the way they're pricing things overall. Because if you are expecting people to pay $380 a night for a suite, and I don't care if it is decorated like the Lion King, and, you know, Mufasa himself is sleeping in your room, you know, if you're expecting people to pay that much and pay for dining and pay for tickets on top of it with no discount, I'm not sure it's going to happen, even in the best economy.
I think every year they tease that they're going back to rack. And no more promos, and then they come out with the promo, the free dining.
They have
and that's
too many rooms.
Well, they do have a ton of rooms, but I don't think that – I was going to say, I don't think that the discounts the free dining is a fantastic discount for the right family, but there are still other discounts that are just as good, but everyone gets so excited about free dining and they just disregard. But they disregard everything else.
If you have like a couple in a deluxe with a 40% off, that could wind up being a better deal.
Yeah. It depends on your family structure, where you're staying, and how you vacation. Because some people don't care about free dining. They're like, I'll take it because it's there, but, you know, we don't eat right. that much, or whatever the case may be.
But here's the thing. I mean, you know, I think they have cut back a little bit. I don't think the room discounts have been as generous. I mean, I don't think we've seen any 40% off on deluxes this year. Maybe 35%.
But you're right.
Close,
you're right.
Yeah, closer. So not they even are with cutting a little bit. And
they're also putting more blackout dates in.
And I'll speak to the blackout dates, too. I'm annoyed with all the blackout dates. I'd rather have just the straight, I'm sorry, Bob, but I'd rather have just the straight, you know, this period of travel instead of these 4 days, take 3 days off, then 5 days, and then these 2 days. It makes it so hard for us as travel agents, but it's also confusing for the clients.
And you know, somebody's going through that carefully, looking at, you know, metrics and their charts, and okay, this is our attendance on this day, and this is our attendance on this day, and you know, this week we've been really good, so we can block this out, you know, and no discount here. But then after, you know, these 3 days later, we dropped off, so we need a discount there, and that's exactly what they're doing. You know?
Yeah.
Well, so, and I can't blame them from a business stance. That's smart. They're filling what they need to fill, and not offering it for the days where they, you know, the holidays and the ones they're not worried about. That's business.
Right. And so in a way, that is kind of a cut or a back to rack, you know, because they're not offering it for as an extended period as they used to.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the full season of free dining, the whole month of September, whole month of August, whatever it is. They have cut it. But
they do still usually give August to September with no blackouts. It's
right.
The fall one that they're going to give all the blackouts in.
The big change has been, and I just think it's because Disney finally figured it out. The big thing has been Canadian Thanksgiving. Disney finally figured out that those crazy Canadians come down and they stay for 10 days or 2 weeks during the middle of the month. And they're like, oh, well, let's not give them any discounts. And I actually know this because I have Canadian clients, and last year they all had to change their dates because, and they were all like, oh, they figured us out. You know, it was kind of funny, because they had gotten into the past for those dates. I'm actually going to go down in November. I'm going to do like this 48-hour ultimate quick research trip. And one of my Canadian clients is going to be down there. And I'm like, hey, you know, I knew you were kind of like, she's traveling solo. And I'm like, I know you wanted to do Wild Africa trek. Can I go with you? She's like, sure, let's do it together. So we're planning on doing that together. And I'm like, now she's going to listen to this and not go with me.
But, you know, Lauren, one of the things you said is, getting back to seriousness is, you know, you said that Disney has too many rooms, but if that's true, why would they go forward with Art of Animation? Is it just because, you know, you had this empty building sitting there with...
No, I think that there's a need for seats.
Yeah.
There's a need for seats, and also they think that they can lure that those people off back on site.
The only thing I can tell you with suites, though, is that I don't think you're going to... I think you're going to sell a lot of those Art of Animation suites in the beginning. But I think they're going to need to change that pricing on it because I think that it's cheaper to get two rooms at a value.
Oh, it's so outrageously expensive. I mean, when we were quoting that, when we were looking at those, Lauren, for June, I was like, holy cow, you can almost stay at the Polynesian for that kind of money.
It was like $388 a night, like regular rates.
And what was the Polynesian? Maybe $450?
Yeah.
I would pay the little extra money to be on the monorail in a deluxe resort. I really would.
The only thing
like
is
I
that
said,
you've got.
I mean, yeah, but if you've
you
got
have a
six
big
people,
family, it's good, right?
Yeah,
right.
If you have a big family, like for us with three kids in one room, you know, I mean, probably Art of Animation is more appealing. You know what I think is even more interesting than Art of Animation, though? I think is the new Grand Floridian DVC, which is apparently not going to be huge, but also. There are pretty good indications that they're going to go ahead with that Fort Wilderness area DVC. So that's a lot of extra rooms.
Right. And, you know, that's interesting, too, because, you know, they sell off all of these DVC units and they keep building DVC. I mean, you know, Grand Floridian's not even, you know, right. they haven't even, you know, started building it up. You know, it's just a mound of flat dirt at this point. And already, yeah, there are strong rumors of, you know, that area by Fort Wilderness being developed. So, you know, the more people buy into that, you know, those people now probably are not going to, you know, be paying for rooms now. You know, they'll just stay in their DVC. Right. I mean, or they'll get a couple of days, but not as much, you know, every year as they would have before. So now you have to find, you know, new bodies to put in those beds, you know, each and every night. So, yeah, that's a consideration too. So, I mean, I think all indications are, yes, we are going to see free dining in the fall. I mean, it's a rumor, you know, nothing's been officially announced. Please do not, you know, say, you know, take this.
Yeah.
As, yeah. As
that's
a
all we need is another one of those.
Bob told me.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I heard on Mouse Chat, they were saying free dining's out.
No, well, no.
I think, just remember though. So packages should come out. New packages should come out, in June sometime. And then last year, free dining came out. Was it August 4th? But the year before, it came out right after 4th of July. So any time between 4th of July and early August.
I think it's going to come out early.
You think it's going to, you know, I hope. Well, it makes it easier for us.
I think it's going to come out in July.
Is the current free dining for the fall, for August to September, I'm still finding pretty decent availability for moderates and even in values.
The biggest issue has been Port Orleans. I don't know if they've added more, but you can't get it. Yeah. You can't get it for Port Orleans. I got it for Little Mermaid. And at first they only had Little Mermaid out from the 15th of September to the 19th. And then all of a sudden it was available for the rest of September. So
That's interesting. No, I did find Port Orleans for 1 week, but not the other. So it was, you know, and I found it at, I think, French Quarter, but not POR. And then,
Oh, that's weird.
So it was interesting. So they may be releasing more rooms, but it's interesting that there is still availability out there because, you know, normally the values and the moderates go the fastest. So, again, just another indicator that, you know, I think we are going to see a discount. And I've got people, and I know you guys do too, have got people asking, you know, when are we going to see free dining for the fall? I want to go in the fall. I want to go, you know, but I don't want to book till then. Yeah, and I keep telling people, book. We can always, convert the reservation over. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to convince people.
Well, they don't understand how it works. Do you want to tell us how it works, Lauren?
Sure. When you can book ahead of time, and when free dining comes out, as soon as it comes out, if you have a travel agent or if you're doing it yourself, the minute you hear it's coming out, first thing in the morning, as soon as the phone lines open up, you want to get on the phone and start holding because it's going to be an hour out of your life.
An hour? Is that all?
Oh, minimum. Yeah. Unless you get disconnected like I did last time.
That can be 2 and 3 hours of your life.
But if you have a travel agent that knows it's coming out, they will do it for you and flip your reservation into the free dining reservation.
And that is not an exaggeration, 2 to 3 hours.
Mine was exactly 3 hours in August.
August I waited a long time for.
Yes.
But for the fall one, it wasn't that bad. I waited an hour. Twice,
well, just don't.
The first time I got disconnected.
Well, don't believe the 45 minutes. You know, your wait time is 30 minutes or 45 minutes.
Double.
No, it's not.
It's at least double.
Yeah.
But it's actually, you know, and you're better off booking ahead of time because then you're guaranteed to get your room. You're guaranteed to get the you know, the hotel you want. So that's why it's better to secure your room ahead of time.
Well, and then what happens if free dining doesn't come out and you're only going on the condition that free dining comes out?
Well, you do have that 45-day cancellation.
That's right.
So there's no – it costs you $200 to take a chance.
Well, and then you get that back.
And you get that back if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
So let me address something.
Doesn't come out, something else will come out. There's always a promotion.
There usually is.
I think
holiday week.
I think in general, a lot of times when, like, for example, during Pop Warner, they pretty much black that out for free dining, yeah, but you'll definitely get a room discount for that week.
Yeah.
But can I ask something and see what you think? So, you know, if free dining and other discounts are a response to rooms not being booked, isn't it smarter to not book your room until the deal comes out? Because then you're sort of giving Disney a sense that, you know, these rooms are booked, so we don't have to offer anything.
I don't know. I've never actually, it's always come out.
I don't know. I think it always comes out and.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. I mean, I think you do it that way, you run the risk of not getting the room.
I think
you
know, the amount
not,
of people that actually.
You want.
Yeah, and I think the amount of people that actually do what we're saying is very small.
Yes.
You mean the people that actually book and then you switch? That's true because I don't know. I had a ton to switch over last year, but.
I did too, but it's.
No, but
it's
in comparison.
Still not in comparison
bookings,
to how many rooms there are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, you know what? We have people here in the Atlanta area, specifically Cherokee County. It used to be Cobb County as well, where they get us a week off in September. And mm-hmm. it's lovely. But we get that week off, and it's September. And it's the third week, and that's every year it's been free dining. So people go. And they're going because they have that week off. They know crowds are going to be lower. Heat is going to be not July, but it's better. And
it's much better, as the Florida resident on the podcast. It's much better,
But they know they're going regardless, so they're going to go ahead and book ahead of time. But some of them, they're going either way. But some of them do wait. And they say we're waiting for free dining, and I'm like, you're going. You need to book. Free dining hits, and your availability goes so fast.
Mm-hmm. Especially for the values and the moderates. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even things like Contemporary and Poly. I think those fly out the door as well.
Yeah. Monorail resort, sure.
Okay, and I'm going to take just a couple minutes because we have a piece of fan mail. I don't know if we're allowed to call it that. Yeah, they're fans. The subject on this is big fans, but stop bullying Bob. So here we go. This comes from Amanda, Heather, Dixie, and Ava. And they write, first, we'd like to say that we are huge fans of the podcast. The four of us, three adults and one child, all listen to it while we work on our Disney scrapbook every Tuesday and Thursday night. Yours was the first Disney podcast we had ever listened to, and now after listening to five or six different ones, we can honestly and unbiasedly say Mouse Chat is the most entertaining. Yay!
Your check's in the mail.
Yes, thank you very much for that. We find Mouse Chat to be highly informative, and we love how you bring in guests like Jim Hill. But one thing we can't stand is how everyone, except Steve, bullies Bob. You talk about being a family-friendly podcast, even for Ava, who is 6 years old, and how much you love your own children and want them to grow up to be good, well-mannered people one day. But yet every show, you are constantly tormenting your own friend, showing that it is okay to make fun of people as long as you think it's funny. It is very off-putting to listen to you make fun of him. It seems you are using him for sport, and yet we all agree that Bob is the most informative and rational of the bunch.
I'm enjoying this. It's making me blush.
I'm not done. We think he brings a lot to the group, but if you keep putting him down and encouraging your listeners to send hate mail to him, you will lose him one day. We really do love the podcast and don't want to sound mean. We just really hope that you will be nicer to Bob and remember that he is your friend. We love you, Bob. Love Amanda,
so if
Heather,
we keep...
Dixie, and Ava.
Well,
if we keep
you.
Treating Bob bad, we're going to lose him someday. Note to self. Keep treating Bob bad. I'm sorry.
Now we're going to get another letter from Amanda.
No, I mean,
we love Bob.
We love Bob.
But perhaps I understand your point that, you know, even though we love him, we're still poking fun at him. Are
but
we
you know,
poking
Bob's
fun?
Like,
are
Bob's
we just,
like the little brother on the show.
We're not poking fun at him, just his harsh very one-sided points of view.
Fair enough. I think it was a lovely letter you did. I can feel my ears burning, Amanda. So thank you. That was, you know, Heather, Dixie, and Ava. That was very, very nice of you guys to send in the letter and you know, nice comments about the podcast. But yeah, I mean, as I told you in the email I sent you, it is all in good fun, and we are actually all very, very good friends. I mean, we take the opportunity whenever we can to, you know, all hang out. Chris and I talk, you know, probably once a day because she's got to boss me around.
you're not pleading the case very well here.
I'm kidding. You're one of my favorite.
And I will tell Bob this. Bob is one of my favorite people. God. I think Bob is totally awesome. And we do get along. We're all friends. And
we all hang out. I mean, we were all on the fantasy together.
How late were we up?
A 2:30.
Yeah. All of us just sitting there finding a place to sit. Where were we? We were at the Quiet Cove for a while.
Freezing.
Then it got a little cold. And then we wandered inside to the main lobby and we sat there for a while and we were just talking.
Yeah.
And we get along so well. But we were up till 2:30. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's not me.
We could have stayed up longer.
If it wasn't the last night and we weren't.
If they weren't vacuuming
off
the rugs.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it is all in good fun. And I mean, I think one of the reasons the show actually works is because you have an antagonist, you know, who kind of, you know, plays off against their ideas. If you have a show where everybody agrees, well, after a while, that's
monotonous. Yeah. We're not painting a fully rosy picture.
Right.
We're going to tell you how things are, and Bob is especially going to tell you how things are.
In my opinion.
But, you know, we like to tell it how it is, and Bob's got some very strong opinions on things. And some of us find those a bit harsh and outlandish, and so we call him on it. So we're not making fun of him.
I am.
Chris!
No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not. You're making fun of his points of view because some of them are extreme.
I just want to reassure people. I mean, because it really, really is all in very good fun, and we are good friends. And yeah, we look forward to every opportunity and it's rare that the four of us can actually, you know, be in Disney at the same time due to schedules.
There's five of us.
Or five of us, whatever.
Steve and I count as one.
Well, Steve is being so quiet this show. So yeah, and the reason he doesn't pick on me is because we pick on him when they're not picking on me.
Yeah, Steve's having some audio problems tonight, so he's just sitting back.
So yeah, so it's so yeah. Please don't think like that they're being mean and bullying me because. I took a lot worse in high school.
Not only that, but we love Bob.
Yeah, so it's
no
true.
And you'll never hear us—you'll never hear us admit that again. So,
no, but you won't hear us say otherwise.
Nope. Right.
So there you go.
No, we're very happy to have Bob, and I hope he never finds another show. Decides to leave us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for listening, all of you guys, and all of our listeners. I mean, you know, Fangelos or not. You know, we do. I mean, really, we appreciate everybody who listens, everybody who takes the time to ask a question or leave a comment or, you know, a critique. We haven't heard from our friend Matt. Kumbaya. You know, I was just thinking, you know, Matt, our shareholder friend, he hasn't, you know, haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, Matt's
so
been quiet.
Yeah. Hope you're still out there, Matt. So
hope all is well.
Yep.
Shout out to Matt.
That works.
I like that.
Anyone else you want to shout out to? Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, to all my Fangelos and to the Fangelo who friended me on Facebook today and suggested that we rename the show the Bobcast. I think that's awesome.
Oh, don't feed Bob's ego.
Wow.
Yeah, really. You people
just
have no
you
idea.
Dominate.
You know, when I was in Epcot with him last time, he actually got tired and he had to sit down. And I was like, "What's wrong, Bob?" And he's like, "My head, it's just so big. I have to go rest it on something."
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think the conversation quite went like that. But yes.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. See, we love each other. We all get along great. So, but no, I mean, just a shout out to everybody who listens. We appreciate you listening. We hope you keep listening. Please comment. Please send your suggestions, your ideas, everything. Cause, it's, we do it for you. We do it for the fans.
Yeah. And we love feedback. Feedback is key because we know, what you like and what you don't like. And, evidently who you like.
Well, and I guess that's a good point too, because, we sort of think of this show as being for adults, but there are little kids who listen. So,
Yes, I know that, Dulcie's daughter, Ella. No, that's Natalie's daughter. Erin Lee. I'll get it. Sorry, Erin Lee.
Sorry.
Yeah, she listens. And, we do have some kids. I know Gabrielle and Luke listen. Those are my niece and nephew.
Alyssa and Amber.
Yes. Do they listen?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yep.
I don't have anyone else in our family that listens. They are too young.
We're very popular in Russian orphanages, I've heard.
So shout out to all of you.
To punish the kids. Whenever they're naughty, I'll make you listen to Mouse Chat again.
Right. So. I hear we're being used in torture camps, around in other countries as
well.
And
in this one, Bob has an especially long rant.
Right, exactly. No! The humanity, please, I'll talk.
No more.
They were going to go with waterboarding, but they found this is far more effective and painful. So,
Oh boy,
that's just too funny. That's a funny image.
It's just disturbing.
Yeah. So, and on that note,
yes, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Wow.
I've always wanted to mention waterboarding on a podcast.
And that fit in so well.
Yeah, it did. It's just,
Oh, we need to do that little idea that we talked about before where I give you a phrase or a word and you have to work it into the podcast.
Working in? Okay. Yeah,
Or we can have the listeners send us a word.
Yes. Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would be good.
And Bob has to work it into the conversation. Keep it clean, folks, but go ahead and send your suggestions to us, send it to...
That's not going to be pretty.
No, keep it pretty. Come on. This is a family show. Just
think
make it
funny.
Fun.
Think outside the box.
Yeah. And maybe thinking outside the box could be your phrase.
Oh, we could use that.
That was way too easy. Okay, so let's wrap up this week's show. I'm going to go ahead and thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Our agents are all... Pixie Vacation agents, all of our podcasters, I should say. So if you've got any vacation needs, please give them a call because they appreciate your business. You can download our shows at mousechat.net. That's where you're going to find us. And you can also go to iTunes and download our shows there. And that's... Sorry, I was going to go somewhere bad. Okay.
That means you're retired.
I am. And again, please send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. We look forward to talking again next week. Bye-bye.